right?
Well, let's bring in the man who has covered this ball club all year long in the last few years. He's from MLB.com, Chris Haft. Chris, beautiful day at the ballpark today and another day, and here you are.
Marty, you know, it's Saturday afternoon games. I think I grew up a Giants fan in the in this area, and Saturday afternoons always meant baseball. It was super.
Yeah. Well, here's as Pat said last night, the blueprint.
Yep.
Kane for eight innings. You know, the Giants starting pitching, obviously quality starts. I think there's 17 out of 36, and that's six innings, three runs. They're
right.
Not even doing that.
Which quality may be an overstatement there, right?
Really.
That's not really quality.
But, Chris, you saw it last night. It looked like deja vu 2012 last night.
Yeah, it looked like for much of what we've seen the last 4 years, really, with the exception of the offense finally pounding Tim Hudson. And, you know, that's something that hadn't happened in nine starts. He was unbeaten against the Giants. And it was almost a better blueprint, I guess, of a top-of-the-line blueprint, if you will.
All right, Matt Cain got hit by a line drive last night. That was kind of ferocious. He hopped around like it hurt. What did he say after the game?
I asked him how squarely it hit him, and he said, pretty good. You know, that was a two-word response. You know, you know how he is, the Marlboro man,
yes.
John Wayne. Man, says a lot with few words, but he also said a lot more by staying in the game and pitching the way he did.
Well, he's the guy that's got to lead it. Bumgarner today against Mahalem, it's a great matchup.
Sure.
You know, the numbers are for Mahalem and Bumgarner almost identical. You know, lefties off of Bumgarner, lefties off of Mahalem, 204 off of left, 4 for 49. Chris, you saw today's lineup. Andres Torres is not in the lineup today. Any significance Peguero is in there?
We haven't had a chance to talk to Bruce Bochy yet about it, but, you know, Bruce likes to play his hunches. And I think he originally wrote in Torres. That was a lineup that was posted in the clubhouse. And then all of a sudden it was taken down, and Peguero's name appears.
Yeah.
I think he had a feeling, right-handed, pure right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher. Let's go with this. You know, and Francisco has played pretty well. You know, he just doesn't have a whole lot of hits to show with it. But since he's come up, you know, he's I like the looks of his game. Let's put it that way.
Well, I will tell you, Torres, 2 for 14 off Paul Mahalem. Peguero, no at bats. So he's got a ways to go. But 2 for 14, you know, that's not great. I mean, in terms of a sample size. But it's not 2 for 6 or 2 for 7.
Sure.
2 for 14, you're not seeing the ball real well. So I would think that's more than anything.
Yeah, Andres is 0 for 4 last night. Might not have helped either. So,
well, we'll see where that goes. You look at this ball club through the first 36 games, and I want to bring in the Dodgers for a second. And I'm on this rant here about Don Mattingly. You know, they've lost 9 of 10. They're playing horrible baseball. They're not playing good ball. They're getting beat. They're getting beat by teams that have no
business. Marlins stink.
Yeah, that's right.
They stink.
Thank you. You put it better. More eloquently
than
that.
That's my Chris Russo. They stink.
They do. They do. And, you know, they're getting knocked around by the Marlins. Chris, I'll ask you this. You were there for opening day, and with all the optimism of this franchise that they have, and who cares? But I'll tell you, if they don't straighten it out in the next couple of weeks, Don Mattingly does not manage past May 31st.
Well, here I saw an interesting stat the other day that has nothing to do with on the field. Well, obliquely has to do with on the field. I guess for their first six, eight, ten home dates, average 47,000.
Yeah.
The last 6, 8, 10 home dates, averaging 36,000.
I saw.
Management watches those things, and they make a lot of their, let's face it, they make a lot of their personnel decisions based on that.
I'm with you. Hey, let's do our trivia question while Chris is here. Raf can answer this phone. And, of course, you go in the pool. We have our dinner May 22nd, Pat. I don't know if you're around. It's a Wednesday.
I'll be gone. I'll be in Ireland.
Come on.
Yep.
You know, you haven't made a dinner yet.
Well, I'll be in Ireland.
How long are you going for?
I can Skype you.
Are you going to miss some of our shows?
No. I'm leaving at tomorrow, or Monday. So then I'll be back before the next home series we have, which
Washington.
Will be Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
You know, weekend series.
Right.
So it'll be for Colorado on the 25th and 26th.
Oh, you'll be here for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Here's our trivia question. You go in the pool if you get it right, and then we'll pull it for June. But May 22nd, we have our dinner coming up.
That'd
at Original Joe's. We had a great time last time. Union and Stockton. All right. Prior to this season, what's the most saves Sergio Romo had recorded in 1 year?
Okay.
Now he's got 12 now, right? What's his career high for 1 year for Sergio Romo in saves? 18, 14, or 12? He's got 12 right now. You said 12? Okay.
Did you sign up for the contest?
Get on over here.
All right. Did you sign up? You're going to Hawaii by saying that.
Don't tease him, Marty.
All right. That'll happen tomorrow.
It could.
478-KMBR. 478-KMBR. 415-478-KMBR. Raf is there. And we'll get you in the pool and figure out if you're going to go to dinner with us in June.
It's a good deal.
Chris, the division. I mean, Arizona has come back all of a sudden. J.J. Putz is gone. Heath Bell is closing. They're going to get Adam Eaton back at some point. But the one for me is Colorado. There's seven games with Colorado here. And, Pat, you said it, over the next couple of homestands. Four in Colorado at the back end of this road trip. And, Pat, you said it, the weekend homestand is
24th,
Colorado.
24th, 25th, and 26th of May, right
that's
here.
Washington, then Colorado.
Yep.
Seven games with Colorado. Colorado's still playing pretty good ball.
You know, they really are. You just can't discount that lineup. It's really deep. The Giants knew that in spring training. They were already talking that early about Colorado as a potential pain in the rear end for them.
Yeah.
So these seven games will be, I think, kind of the start of a summer-long skirmish. It's just going to stay that way all season. That's why this is, for my money, maybe the most entertaining division in baseball.
Well, entertaining, yes. How good are they?
Well, they're the most entertaining division in baseball. How good?
All right.
No,
he's dancing around.
Well, Chris, the Giants have eaten up on NL West competition.
15-6.
And outside the division, they're what, 4-9, 5-9, or something, 5-8, or something like that.
Yeah, that's
not
six,
good.
I think 6-9.
Is it? Well, to me, I mean, they've got three teams over 500 in the NL West, and not too many other divisions. Well, the Central does too, and then you look over to the NL East, and outside of the Nationals and the Braves here in town this weekend, they look pretty weak. So where do you see the Giants kind of easing through this month? By the end of the month, what do you think? Are we going to still be the same place? Diamondbacks, Giants, and Rockies in that order?
I think it may stay that way through much of the year. I don't think that the Giants aren't going to drop out of it. I'm not saying that, in a biased way. I just think they're just too, they are too deep. The pitch, I think the pitching will get itself back together. I'm a little surprised at Arizona, but I think they made the right move getting rid of Putz as the closer. I'm just shocked that Heath Bell is doing the job again. Maybe all it took was a little confidence.
He's been in this division before. I pushed for him last year.
You did? I mean, you pushed hard, Marty.
I did. I thought the Giants should have considered it. I know it's a big contract and all that. I don't know how much the Marlins paid of it. But he has pitched in this division before, in these ballparks before. Maybe the stuff isn't the same, but he could be a setup guy. He was a setup guy there. But David Hernandez got the save last night.
Right.
Well, they may end up using him. He's got a pretty live arm. They may end up using him more. I really, Heath Bell, he's not, me personally, Marty, he's not the kind of closer who scares me.
Not anymore.
At all.
No, yeah. When he was at San Diego, he did. But not now. Chris, Pat, you want to ask something?
Well, something, I Vogelsong's start on Thursday night kind of got into my head a little bit. Then Matt Cain came out yesterday and threw a gem, right? And I'm just curious, who's responsible for working with these guys on their mechanics? Because is Dave Verghetti going to go in there and look at film with them and work on arm slots and all that? Is someone else in charge of that? Or is it kind of up to the pitcher themselves?
A combination of all of that. Dave works with them, pretty closely. Mark Gardner, they rely on Gardner a lot for mechanical, that sort of thing. And then they'll all work together. It's kind of a collaborative effort. That's again. That's what's worked for them since 2009.
Right.
So they're just going to keep on doing that.
And Bochy's going to stay with Vogelsong.
Yeah. And what do you think about that decision, Chris?
I think this early in the year, that's fine. He doesn't want to lose them. I guess confidence wise, and so it's a good for now.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, this has to get right. You can't mess around with it. Now, if this was August or September and you saw 26 starts and he's still, with an earned run average of 6, you got to deal with it. But in May the 11th...
Where's
the
your leash?
The day of the Junior Giants glove drive, I say you stick
Marty,
with it.
Where is your leash for Vogelsong? I mean, do you give him through
starts.
May? 15 starts.
Yeah, I said after 15 starts, I'll tell you what's going on. And if he can't straighten it out, I mean, his earned run average is 7-something.
7-plus.
Yeah, then you probably have to consider it. But, they don't have alternatives. That's the bottom line of this thing, Chris and Pat.
Yeah.
You're talking about Vogelsong giving him 180 innings in a season, 190 innings. Where are they going to get those innings if you pull him out of the rotation? Chad Godin, is he going to give you 180 innings? I don't think so.
No.
Chris Heston? I don't think so.
Yeah, nobody at AAA is really excelling. If somebody were 5-0 with a .9 ERA, like Lincecum was in 2007, Of course, there's no Lincecums in the minor league system right now, at least we don't think, but certainly not at the upper levels. Maybe you think about making the move with Vogelsong right now, but right now, he's still their best option.
Yeah, there's no one to give you the... That's the key, is you want 180, 190 innings from this, and there's nobody to give it to you other than him. So I say you stick with him as long as you have to. The big thing for me last night was Matt Cain.
Yep.
I mean, going 8 innings, saving the bullpen. I've been waiting for this game. Finally, after 6 innings, they're leading 6-2 instead of losing 6-2. You know, at that point, or 8-2, whatever it was. And so that I thought Kane's performance was really very big, and that'll lead me into Santa Rita Wines. We like to acknowledge, you know, the outstanding performance. This is what I got to do of a player, and for me, it was Matt Cain last night.
That's a no-brainer. Marty Scudero would get a little bit of tip of the cap, but I think Matt Cain's got for getting, you know, drilled on the hip and then sticking with it.
How about Scudero, Chris?
Well, he's picked it up, obviously, with a 10-game hitting streak, you know, performing a lot more like the guy we saw last year. I mean, he's not going to hit 360 again, but if he can hit 280, 290, 300, you know, that'll be that's a pretty steadying influence there in the two-hole.
I want to tell you something. You guys gave me a stat this morning what Scudero's hitting as a Giant, excluding the postseason. 360.
Wow.
He's still right up there. Some ridiculous stat.
This late in his career, he's really had a renaissance,
you know, you guys
huh?
gave me this morning? Something like that. Yeah, Scudero as a Giant is still, you know, like, you know, in the big 300s.
Sure.
Defensively, what happened to him this week defensively? He kind of kicked a few.
Yeah, he sure did. You know, I think it's maybe you can go into defensive slumps just like you can an offensive slump or a pitching slump, and I think that's what he's experiencing. Maybe getting into Toronto where, you know, they got that that artificial surface, maybe who knows what that'll do for him.
Well, I was up in Toronto a couple of years ago for a series, and it was real patchy. They had a bunch of chunks of turf out there, and so even the infield looked pretty bad. I think they've fixed it since then, right? It's pretty smooth. It's a nice surface.
I don't know.
Marty, I mean, come on. You've grown up in the heart in Ontario watching baseball all those years.
The only part of Canada I was in Calgary once. I had to do a case up there.
Okay.
And I've been in Vancouver.
Okay.
Vancouver, yeah, and Victoria.
Right. Okay.
That's it. I've never made it to the other kind of cities. Calgary was interesting.
Real quickly, I just want to say for any Giants fans, I don't know if Giants Vacations have anything going in Toronto. It's a two-game series. But if you are a Giants fan and you want to take a fun road trip, Toronto's a hell of a place to go. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cool town.
Yeah, the guys in the – well, you guys were talking about it in the dugout the other
day. I highly recommend Toronto. Yeah. It's like a little cleaner New York, but they've got, you know, Broadway-caliber shows, fantastic restaurants. It's just a great city.
Yep.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure to have Chris Haft. Let's hear it for Chris Haft, folks, MLB.com. You got a standing ovation. I like that. Chris, thanks so much. We'll talk to you over the weekend.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Chris Haft, MLB.com.